So we have a couple of Am I the Jerks that I wanted to some listeners who have called in, and I want to play them for you because I'd love to know what you think. Are they being a jerk?
Hi, this is Yasmin, and I went last week on a date, and I arrived at the restaurant a little bit early, and I sat at the bar, and this guy next to me offered to buy me a drink. So I said, sure, whatever. And as I was finishing up, my date walked in and saw me with this other guy, and he walked right out. And then he texted me a few minutes later saying that I was a jerk for having a drink with another guy when I was there to be with him. I mean, am I a jerk for taking a drink before a date?
1,000,000%. You're there for me. Pay attention to me, not somebody else.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So she goes to a bar, and while she's sitting there, because she got there, let's say, early or on time, and her date might be a little bit late, she's obviously, Yasmin's a hottie because she's some guy at the bar is just like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And guess what? Yasmin is single, does not owe this guy she's going on a date with, because right now he's just some rando, owes him nothing. So if she meets a guy at a bar and wants him to buy her a drink and it's cool with her, what's the problem?
No, repeat after me. I'm on a date. You can't buy me a drink, but thank you. Thanks for playing along, but I'm waiting on my date.
So you're on a date. You're sitting here by yourself. I don't see any date here.
The date is coming. Thank you very much. Look that way. Stop bugging me.
How do you know he's going to show up? Maybe you're getting ghosted. I'm right here. I'd like to buy you a drink.
No, I'm hot. I don't get ghosted. I do the ghosting. So I don't. I'm already talking too long to you at this point. So, like I said, turn around, you creepy guy, and talk to somebody else. This is off limits.
Okay, hang on a minute. Why do you assume the guy is creepy? I think Yasmin knows enough to say no to a guy who's creepy. Obviously, the guy wasn't creepy. And had she not been waiting for a date, she would have been interested in this guy. Why should she cut off the possibility of having a drink with her potential husband or boyfriend or partner to take a chance on some rando that she met on Bumble who may or may not look like his picture?
No. Any guy who buys a girl a drink is creepy.
What are you talking about? That's so stupid.
Because I've never done that. I've never bought a girl a drink. A guy.
That's because you're cheap. That's because you're cheap. Not everybody's cheap like you.
No. If you buy the drink, then you think that you're going to get a hand job. So,
no, you don't. That's ridiculous. What is wrong with you?
So
no.
The guy is creepy. He shouldn't be talking to her. He should be playing on his phone and not paying her any attention. He just wants free sex. That's what he wants.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. Because here's the problem. If you're single and you're out there on dating apps, some guy, trust me, whoever she was waiting for, the jerk, he's the jerk because he texted her and was like, I was on the date with you. Really? I'm the only girl you're interested in on Bumble? You only swiped on me and nobody else?
Maybe it was the first and only person I have ever swiped on Bumble.
Right. Sure. Okay. Listen, he's swiping like crazy and he has another date tomorrow night. And let me tell you something. I have a friend who goes on a lot of these dates on Bumble. Here's what he does. He meets one girl for a drink at like 8, another girl for a drink at like 10. That way he can say to the 8 o'clock girl, if the date isn't working out, I got to go. I have a business thing at 10. And then the 10 o'clock girl, he can say, it's late. I got to get to work in the morning. Like he has an excuse. So he's that way he conquers two birds, you know?
Yeah, that's what our buddy Dan would do, is he would set up 3 dates back to back just so he would have an excuse to get out of a bad date. But
right.
But no, I'm waiting on somebody. Thank you very much. Have a good night. I don't need a drink. I don't want to get drunk. I don't want to get drunk before the guy shows up. I'm going to get sloppy drunk talking to you. It doesn't look good. If you go out with me on a date, it's me only. Sorry.
Okay, that's really selfish, and that's a red flag. And if that's your attitude, I'm glad that you didn't show up and texted me telling me, like, you were waiting for me. Like, ugh, nice ego, asshole. Besides the fact, who's to say that she's going to finish that? A guy buys you a drink. You can have just a sip or two just to be social. And when you're single, it's really hard to meet people. And if you walk into a bar and there's a cute guy sitting there who wants to buy you a drink, you'd be the jerk for saying no. He's right there in front of you. You can get his measure. You could check him out. If you're interested, say yes. Get the drink, get the phone number, and then go on your date.
No, leave Creeper Creeperson alone and wait on me. So now we both agree, yes, she is the asshole. So
No, I don't agree. I don't agree. She's not.
I heard you agreeing.
No, not only is she not the asshole, but the guy who texted her, the jealous guy who texted her and said, oh, you were sitting with somebody else. You know what? You're out. I'm so glad that this didn't work out. I'm so glad you showed me who you are right from the get. Like, goodbye. Like, bye, Felicia. Like, whatever. I would be so happy. And I would stay there with the guy who bought me the drink that I liked.
All right. Now we have Kim.
An Insta story in response to my friends asking what to get me for my birthday. I posted my Venmo number and said, you can easily just drop what you feel here. I don't care if it's $5. It makes it easier on my friends than going out and buying a present that I might not like or use. And my sister thinks I look like a jerk.
That's a weird one. You know, I really want to know what you think about that. So in case you don't understand what she just said or what's going on, it was her birthday. Her friends were like, what should we get you? And she just said, this is my Venmo. Just, you know, give me $5. I don't care. Like, whatever you were going to spend, I'd rather have the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take that money and buy myself something or nothing or pay my rent or whatever. Rather than somebody getting you like a sweater you didn't want or regifting you a candle, you know, something really stupid like that. So her sister said, that's a jerk move. Don't give people your Venmo. Just let them buy you gifts. And if you don't like them, that's, you know, tough. So what do you think?
I think it's actually kind of brilliant to do that. But the bad thing is, so let's say you do this and you say, okay, here's my Venmo number. Buy me something for my birthday. And I only spent $20. So I Venmo you $20. Now you know how much money I spent. But if I buy you a sweater, it could be a $200 sweater or I got it on sale for $10. You never know.
Right. There is that. That's true. But that's why she said, even if it's $5, I'd rather have $5 in cash than like a $20 sweater I'm never going to wear, was her attitude. Yeah. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, because then it's very specific how much money the person is giving you. I think, yeah, you're a jerk. Don't give people your Venmo for a birthday gift. You know, it's one thing if all you guys are out for dinner together and you're like, okay, $20 each, Venmo me, whatever. That's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But a gift is something that is from the heart. It's something that means something. Somebody's giving you a gift for a reason. If they're just going to hand you cash, then what are they doing? Buying your friendship? Like, it's not about the money. It's about it's about somebody giving you a gift. You know, at my house, it's a really big deal to open presents. Like, we love opening presents in front of each other. And we have this thing that we do where we give each other one really expensive gift and then like four or five cheapy little gifts just so you have something to open, because it's like fun to open something. Hey, it's a chocolate bar. Hey, it's a pencil, whatever. Mm-hmm. Socks. I don't care. And then in the end, you open the big gift, you know, maybe it's like an iPad or something, or somebody bought, you know, whatever. Everyone chipped in and got you something spectacular. It's more fun to open presents on your birthday, even if it's a crappy present. You know, I think it's really rude and crass and low class to ask somebody to put money in your Venmo. I'm not your mother. You know, you're not away at camp. I'm not putting money in your like camp fund. No, not cool. I think it's rude to hand somebody money, unless it's different if it's a wedding. You know, at a wedding, you have your wedding registry, but then people can also hand you cash. Like, both of those things are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think a wedding or like a bar mitzvah or something to that effect is the only socially acceptable time that you can hand the person cash. On a regular birthday? No, that's tacky.
All right, here's an email about Am I the Jerk? See what you think about this. My girlfriend had a nose job 3 years ago at my request.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how you bring that. I don't know how you bring that up. But he said, I did not pressure her.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know how you bring that up. So right there, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, if you bring that up, maybe you shouldn't be together. Anyway, the procedure went really wrong and her face is now disfigured.
Oh, my God.
We stayed together throughout this and I covered her legal and medical bills and did my best to support her emotionally. But for the past year, however, I feel like I have a lot of guilt. I found myself losing patience with her and canceling most of our dates, making up excuses. So I kind of broke up with her because she's not attractive to me anymore. Am I the jerk?
You're both jerks. You're both jerks because if a guy is offering to give you plastic surgery as a gift and you're going to take it from him and it's not your husband or somebody that you're living with or in a serious commitment to, no, you're a jerk. You're a jerk for taking that kind of money, even if they can afford it. Plastic surgery is your own damn business. That's you pay for it yourself. You don't ask your significant other or your partner or your boyfriend or girlfriend to pay for your plastic surgery. Like you're a right then and there, you're a jerk. Yes, he's also a jerk because he's responsible now. That's why he's a jerk too. Because once you've spent that kind of money and you are changing somebody's appearance, now you owe them. Mm-hmm. Like you need to get her on Botched, on Bravo, and have those guys.
The season premieres tonight, by the way.
Of course it
is. Just to let you know, it premieres tonight, and I knew that.
Yeah.
So
and have Dr. Dubrow have him fix up that nose, get her on there. You know, yeah, no, that's you need to fix the problem. And this is like if you buy somebody a car, and the engine breaks or something happens, you need to make good on that. This is the kind of thing that you see all the time.
So if you buy somebody a car and the engine goes out, you're responsible?
Yeah, of course you are.
Why?
Because your intention was to get them a good car and you gave them a crappy car, clearly, if there's a problem.
No, you can't tell that the car is going to be bad when you buy it. It was fine when I gave it to you.
I think if you have the kind of money to buy somebody a car, you got to make sure it's a good car. This is the kind of thing that you see on the People's Court type shows all the time. Judge Judy, this is the kind of stuff she handles all the time, you know.
And by the way, I've seen a lot of Judge Judy lately because Facebook watch just rolls Judge Judy's back to back to back. She is not a nice person.
Are you just learning that?
Yeah, I never knew until now. She's mean.
Okay, like 20 years ago, she said, "Don't pee on my shoes and tell me it's raining." Like that was her catchphrase. Like she's been a nasty, you know what, all these years. That's her appeal, is that she doesn't take any crap.
She didn't even let you talk. Stop talking. It's crazy. I'm like, this is great TV. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, she's sick of their crap after all these years. I mean, she's making all this money. She's been doing this a long time. You come in, she knows what your story's going to be. She knows who's going to win before you even say word one. She doesn't need you to talk. She'll handle it.
It's one of the most longest running TV shows.
Yeah.
It's up there with The Simpsons. And she's just nasty every time. I haven't seen one where she's nice.
So her husband used to be a member of the gym
he wants to kill himself daily.
No. He's also a lawyer and I think a judge as well. He's the nicest guy in the world. So I was a young personal trainer at a gym and Judge Judy's husband was one of the members and he was like my buddy there. And at one point they tried to set me up with the son.
Really?
Yeah. But he was way too old for me, but it was really nice of them. It was like, they liked me. Well, I never met Judy, but I knew Jerry, the husband. Mm-hmm. And he loved me and he was like, oh, I'd love for you to be in my family. Like you have to meet my son. And I was like, how old is he? And at the time he was, I don't know, I guess in his 30s. And I was like, 19. You know, I was like, yeah, no, but thank you. Thanks for the compliment.
Backed up the Brinks truck to your front door.
Well, yeah, I didn't, you know, it's so funny. You know, I look back on that time. My friends and I talk about that. Like my friends and I now that have no money, we're like, God, when we were like young and hot, like we could have pinned down some like older rich guy, but I've never been like that. Like I have to be with somebody I'm attracted to. I can't be with somebody for money. I've broken up with guys that are just jerks. My friends are like, are you crazy? Their families are billionaires. Like that doesn't, I don't care. I'm not in it for the money. You know, I'm really truly one of those stupid women that's in it for love. You know, it's so funny because now like my mother's like, yep, you get married for love the first time and the second time it's for money, but too late for you.